Good evening to our Lord, our audience around the world. It's time now for Ms. CeCe's Kitchen, where we stir up controversial issues. And now, welcome to the set, your host, Ms. CeCe.
Hello.
Well, hello, Ms. CeCe.
I don't see you or see me. I just see scheduled and
Well, let's try this right now. Let's do this.
Okay. And I don't see recording live either. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, we're recording live. It's something with the graphic here. I can see you. Okay. And we'll work on that. Don't worry. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, but that's all right. What do you have planned for us this afternoon?
It's Q&A tonight.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. Let me say something here. Oh, okay. Let me work on this, Q&A, and we're waiting for Miss Victoria because I can see you on my screen perfectly.
I'm solo tonight, and need to be seen tonight.
Well, we're going to try to get you seen, but keep talking, please.
Okay. I'll work on this. No problem.
Okay, now.
Well, good evening, Media Land. This is Miss CeCe from Miss CeCe's Kitchen. This is Real Talk Global Radio Network. And we are a place where we stir up controversial issues. And we do not play with the matter. But I have several questions that needs to be addressed. And so Miss Victoria, my beautiful co-host, is not going to be with us tonight. So we're going to do it solo. William, thank you so much for allowing us this platform to walk in our vision. So okay. Listen, let's go on.
Your picture's on the screen, by the way, now.
I see it. Where are you? I don't
beautiful.
You're doing something different, right?
No. The engineer's not here, so I had to figure it out on my own.
Well, you figure something out because I don't even see
I'm just
you.
Glad I hit the right button, okay?
I am too, okay? I am too. So I might. Call you back and just
well look I will be on the patio so I will try to listen so you know
I'll let
okay
you, I thought, try
see,
to
see when I no when I am going to listen okay I'm doing other things while you're doing your show yeah, however I do listen to the majority of your broadcasts real time okay all of them because they are very interesting all right
thank you.
Okay, right. So, but in the meantime, the CEO has to do some other things, dear. And
oh,
I will
wait
be.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
wait a minute.
If you want me to come back, I will. Okay.
I know. Listen, Media Land, we know WV is the CEO and he is a busy man. I understand that clearly. Okay.
You have to schedule these things with me. You understand?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Maybe that answers some of the questions you about to ask. Okay.
No, this is basically me addressing some of the concerns that was also shared with me. And I thought it'd be fitting since I'm going to do the solo tonight to go ahead and answer these questions. And then too, folks, the answer is going to be quite deep. And you know that we don't play with the matter because it's not a time to play. But William, I need to ask you while you're still here. You here?
I'm here.
Hello.
Okay.
Have you heard about some of the catastrophic weathers that are across the region that people are having? Have you read anything about that?
I haven't read anything, but I can just judge by recent events, current events that the weather is changing and people, we've been warned decades that look, if we don't change our ways, if we don't change our ways, things are going to happen.
Indeed. Well, Africa, October 5th, Africa had a snowstorm. You don't hear that about Africa. Okay.
Wow.
Not snow. And then, I'm reading,
amazing.
Turkey had a doomsday effect where they had, and I saw this thing, it was like a dust storm that like no other. It was stifling, almost to the point where people couldn't breathe. And this just happened. And then I think Brazil suffered a hailstorm. And I saw this, where the hail balls were big as softballs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, ooh, and people are realizing, you know what? God is talking, and we better get it together. And then, too, you know, man has done some manipulation of the world as well. You understand?
As far
as the weather is concerned.
You know, and I tell you, and I agree with everything that you're saying. No, I haven't heard about all of those things that's been happening. But I did look at some pictures of Florida this week. Today. And it's like, it just wiped them completely out. And then you have people without drinking water, people without water to bathe. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, was it, I forget where it was. I was just reading this where the ocean receded so far back and it has not come back yet. Okay.
Mm.
And they were showing where the water level on the pier in this particular area in Florida, where the water level was. And it's just total sand in that area now, where the water has receded. And I says, oh my goodness, that's the making of a, what is that, tsunami? You know how the water recedes
that? Yeah. And those are dangerous. You remember what happened? I'm trying to think. I had a friend. Oh my God. What was the name of that little tiny country where so many thousands of people died because of a tsunami?
Was that like over in China somewhere? Because they're always having stuff over there.
It's a little smaller little country. And it's in the back of my mind. We'll come up with that because I knew somebody that was from there and it was just absolutely devastating. But look, on the West Coast where you are, where you have fires.
Listen, we haven't had, and they keep telling, and I wish they'd just stop announcing rain, because it just walks right past us, okay? We don't get nothing. I started to say Jack because I'm so mad about that.
I know you're right, because you know I used to live there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then, too, what makes it so bad, my air conditioner keeps kicking on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought they said it was going to be cool, but the humidity is as high as the temperature. I said, you know what? They really plan it.
Yeah. And then, and then these countries out here playing war games.
You know what? I don't even want to get into the ignorance is not bliss, okay?
No.
I don't want to get into it, and there's such a power struggle. And I know we're going to address some things on the boomerang, so I won't go into it.
Oh, boy. You know, I've got a list.
I know you do, and I know Trump is on the head of it. I already know. Okay? Because he just really burning bridges, and he just really... Anyway, I won't even go into that. I'll wait till Sunday.
Okay? Oh, boy, it's going to be hot on Sunday like it's going to be hot today. So I'm just anxious.
Yes,
I'm sure you've planned this thing because you always do. I'm anxious to find out the Q&A part of this.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What I might do, I'm going to step aside for maybe 5-10 minutes, and if it's okay, I'll come back. You know, I have to I have to be invited on your show.
And that's right. And don't – you know what? Media Land, that was a little sarcasm thrown in there, and I understand it clearly.
Yeah.
Yes, he has to be invited. He just can't come in. Hello. Let me put that disclaimer out there.
By invitation only. She was saying, I don't care who you are. Okay, this is my show. Yeah,
I don't care if you're the president.
You told me that before. You told me that before. Oh, my God. I keep you around because you're good.
Oh, that sounds like an undercover shady threat.
No, I wouldn't threaten you. No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, and then you're a major part of this network and on the boomerang, and you and your little sister Ann and Dr. Demery and Dr. Tisdale and Joyce Harris. I just love the crew.
We just family, that's all.
Oh,
okay.
And we have a good time.
And we're making it work.
Okay, anyway. I'm gonna step aside and go and do your thing for a minute, okay?
I'll be back. William, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Media Land, I'm coming to you. We've been talking about a lot of things, and we've been reading a lot, and we've been just paying attention. I believe that we should all learn to pay attention to the current events, or what's going on. You can no longer walk around blind and act like you can't see things. There's things happening in the world of the catastrophic, as I was talking with William just a moment ago, about what is going on that is very, very significant today. And it really baffles me, because when these things are happening, whoa, people really come forth before I need to disclose this before I get into my question and answers. They really disclose. They know what the Lord is about. They know what the end of the world is about. They know what the events are going to be, but yet they don't want to walk upright. Hello. They want to do everything that is totally against. And you know, that's my wheelhouse. That's my baby, to talk about things like that. But we address those things on the Boomerang. Do come on the Boomerang on Sunday, and we are airing, I believe it's at 5:30, which is 7:30, Eastern Standard Time. No, 3 o'clock, 3, 4, 5, 6, which will be 6 o'clock your time, Eastern Standard. Come on in there, because it gets kind of heated up there. And so we have good camaraderie together. But anyway, let me pull up my questions here that we had to address, today. And we thought it was befitting. Like I said, my co-host will not be with us today. She's back in school, which, you know, I honor anytime a person wants to learn. That is awesome. And she's an awesome individual, but she will be returning on next week, which is great. So we thought we want to go ahead and answer these questions, that they're showing so much concern, especially about the topics that we've been talking about in regards to, things that, men don't like about women and what women don't like about men, which are very distasteful, whether they're in a relationship or not, or they're in pursuant of a relationship. Now, the problem that I believe that is so topsy-turvy right now is because women have switched roles with men, where men were the pursuers. Now women are the hunters. And so God put the hunt in man. And so we're going to talk about some questions, because a lot of these questions that we're going to deal with is because they have been asked. And it's like, okay, what do I do? And let me pull up Miss Victoria talked about in regards to women who are, you know, really kind of selling themselves short. In other words, demoralizing themselves in character and in not just inner character, but with outward appearance. And so we discussed all of that. Let me find it real quick. And those of you who are on there on the show today, go ahead and hit your friends up and tell them to come on in, because it's going to get deep in just a minute. Now, I would like to read this to you before I go into the Q&A. And I do want you to keep an open mind, folks. I'm not a connoisseur on relationships, but I am a counselor who has dealt in problematic areas when it comes to folks having relationship issues, or a person or a single man or woman who wants to have a relationship, but there's some type of drawback depending on some of the issues that they've endured as young children, young teenagers. And so they want to bring that same mental issue into a relationship that is negative, and that won't work, folks. It just won't work. So let me read this here. A woman's worth, and I still want to instill this because it appears to me that today women have an issue. They have a vulnerable issue. They have fear, and then they have a self-worth sabotaging type spirit. And so I want to read this, and then we're going to go into the Q&A. A woman's worth is the totality of who she is. We are more than our bodies. We are more than our age or beauty. We are more than our sexual allure. A truly empowered woman knows how to love herself and love another completely. Her heart has no limits. Her choices have no limits. And so we're finding out in our study, when me and Miss Victoria talked about some things during the course of the month, like last month and month prior to that, we talked about both men and women, their self-worth, because I'm finding out that men also are demoralizing themselves, and they're selling themselves cheap because even their lifestyles. Now, one of the questions that was posed to me, let me get to it. Okay. Why do they keep having sex with me if they're not interested or don't want the relationship I want? That is a serious question. Now, you know, we talked about demoralizing and self-worth. A lot of times in these areas, men and women, and I have to really deal with the women, really, because I've seen this so much across the board when it comes to the women who are lessening their value. If someone is having sex with you and they're not interested or they don't want to have a relationship, it is because their mind is a casual relationship. So you have to really note the difference. Don't be so eager to jump and have married benefits when the individual is not really into you. The individual is only into you because of sex. They may overvalue what they bring to the table. Now listen, we have a lot of arrogant people. When I say they may overvalue what they bring to the table, they assume that because they're having a good time, that you are grateful, they're breaking you off a piece. Okay, I told you it's going to get real here, okay? We're adults here. If you got children in the room, take them out, okay? They don't need to be listening to this in the first place, and that's what's wrong with our children. They hear a little bit too much, and then they think they've grown at 2 years old. I saw something, sidebar, where a baby was 2 years old, fussing at the mama like they were grown. I said, oh, no, no, no. And the mama thought that was cute. I said, okay, so that child's going to grow up and going to still tell you what to do, okay? So they need to nip that. They need to stop that right now. But here's the deal. They're having a good time. And this is the way of the world. I'm telling you, this is how they think. And I'm not saying everybody, because there are some folks that want to have a genuine relationship, and it is just not sexual. Okay. Now, sex is a part of relationship, but the relationship, as the biblical terms that the word of God talks about, is in marriage. Everything now out there is try the product, whether it's used or not used. Okay. Try the product and see if they fit. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. That's a game that folks play, to keep their stats up. Okay. I said it. Yes, I did. To keep their stats up. And basically it was predominantly men doing that. But I'm finding out that women are doing the same thing. As you know, Miss Cece, we're in the kitchen. As you know, that when it comes in my kitchen, I have to deal with what's real. I have to deal with reality. You have some folks, and I have some folks tell me, why do you talk about stuff like this? Why? It's very offensive to me, and this, that, and the other. And I'd rather just go on with my life without even addressing it. Well, that is the problem, ma'am and sir, because you rather walk past it and not deal with it. People are looking for realness now. If you're going to constantly hide things under the carpet, tell your daughters and sons that this is the way it goes and that they are to accept anything that's given to them, then you, ma'am and sir, are wrong. You are wrong. That is not good parenting. That is not teaching the child their value. And so guess what? They grow up with your concepts, and they do the same thing to somebody else. So we'll have a world that is so totally confused on what a genuine relationship is, what love is. It's so tainted. They've got so many definitions that it is not a definition at all. Okay, keep a pin right there. All right, so they're just having casual sex like it's a thing to do. I know that there's a bill, they passed this bill about the abortions and stuff like that, the abortions law. And I talked about this, and we talked about it in one of the other, where I co-host with the CEO of the radio station. And it is in my assessment that, okay, yes, in some incidences, it should be allotted in incidences where, you know, a woman's been raped or incest and things like that, or it's detrimental to their health. However, folks, keep your pants up. Women, keep your underwear up and your skirts down. You won't have to worry about abortion. Oh, yes, I said it. Put a pin right there, okay? So you won't have to worry about, okay, if they're not interested in you and they don't want a relationship with you. And what people are doing today is casual sex, and you just become a piece to them. Okay. And that is not good. That is not a good track record. They feel, and I'm telling you this, they feel as if they have no responsibilities. You're just a sexual plaything. That's the going thing now. You're just a sexual plaything. And it's pretty degrading, folks, for somebody to consider you that way. Single women, married women too, old, middle-aged, young, everybody's going through this same scenario because they're so busy wanting somebody in their lives. Don't be so desperate. That's my next statement. Not wanting a relationship. Here's another thing I wanted to bring out, but still sleeping with you while doing dating actions, and messing with your head. Because folks, in your mind, it looks like a relationship, and we know it to be true. It looks like a relationship, and in your mind feels like a relationship. Okay. But it is a hallmark and the landmark of a relationship. It's not really, a good relationship, especially now if they don't commit, and then the progression, of you getting in bed, and some folks act like if they can't get you in bed like yesterday, meet you 2 minutes and they're ready to go to bed with you, then they're going to pass out. The relationship's not going to work. You don't want what I want, and I want to be faithful. And that doesn't make somebody faithful. Okay. It's out of balance. That kind of thinking is like an oxymoron, because all they're doing is playing with your head. They don't even want intimacy. They want consistency. That's what they want. I'll say it again. They don't want intimacy. They want consistency. The more, the merrier. Okay. They don't want to share values. They don't want to share love. They don't care. They have trust issues and respect issue. It's just casual, folks. Okay. If you run into somebody and you think that they, you know, cause we know how to play the game. We put the best foot forward all the time, don't we? We make ourselves look so awesome. And we know down on the inside, we are really stinking dirty. Okay. I'll say it like that, because your whole program in your mind, I'm going to get him or her in the bed. I'm going to get my jollies off and I'll move and say next. Okay. So no commitment. And you devalued yourselves. Okay. Not just that individual, but you've devalued yourselves. Okay. I hope I answered your question. So if you feel in your spirit, and let me tell you something, there is a flag that goes up. You need to read some signs. Listen, I read something, and I know this to be true. And especially women, you know, they show all of this affection and attention from Jump Street. And they show their interest. They know how to work it. The game's been out there longer than you've been born. Many of us. Come on now. You need to learn what the game is so that you can ward yourself from rid yourself of people who just want you for a piece. Okay? That's it. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is. So you could take that to the bank. Either you value yourself better than what you have, or that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. And good relationships nowadays are so far and few in between. I have some older senior citizens acting silly. Okay? Really? Is it in the air? Is it in the water? Come on, folks. I'm like, is it in the food? What is going on? People are shifting. Okay. This is no time. We need some stability in our lives, and we need some stable people to teach stability in every areas of our life. Find somebody you know who is stable and don't just want to know your business. Because we've got some old women just want to know your business. So they can tell you, you know, don't do it this way. And I say this is because young women, and middle-aged women as well, you have somebody who has been broken, in their relationship. And so therefore they become very, very bitter. And so when you dialogue with them, instead of they them helping you, they have hurt you because they are hurt. I watched this movie with Taraji P. Henson, I believe it is, and Morris Chestnut. I don't know if y'all saw the movie. The mother was so bitter as she was in the house with her daughter. She, you know, she went between the husband and the daughter, and she had no respect for her daughter's husband. She made him feel like he had a tail. And every time he wanted to talk to her, there she was, front row and center, jumped in front of her daughter, and like them two were married, and she just took off. So it took her daughter a while to see what was going on, and it took some travesties, almost losing her husband to another woman. But here's the deal. The husband loved his wife, that he didn't fall prey to the thing that was the woman that was enticing him. But long story short, she figured it out. She told her mother, she sat her down, and she said, "Mom, I love you." And she said, "But you're going to have to leave my house because I love my husband." And many women don't have the strength enough to even say that, but you have to. Either you want happiness and you can't live off your mama's pain or your daddy's pain. It is what it is, because we have them who are wrecking relationships. All right. You don't want to accept the truth. It is what it is. And it has not changed. And some of you are going through this today. That's why it's all topsy turvy. And I know I got off a little bit, but I had to say that, because after she figured it out, she told her mom, "You're bitter because of what happened." And so she made her daughter suffer because of what happened in her marriage. But she did not take responsibility for her own action. I tell people there's three sides to a story. There's God's, yours, his, and God's. And God's got the right one, because he's definitely going to tell the truth, period, when we leave out in vital information, period. So when she told her that, she says, "You're going to have to leave my house, and I'm going to pray for you." And she said, "Little girl, you keep your prayers. I don't need your prayers." You see how bitterness can be a root. I'm telling you that a person, if they don't get it resolved within themselves, that bitterness will carry them to the grave. All right. Let me get to my next question. Why do I feel as if I'm being ignored if I'm in a relationship? Well, okay. Well, what happened when y'all first started out? From what I'm understanding from my dialogue, you started off great. Oh, he was texting you. Oh, he was calling you. She was texting you and calling you, and oh, sweet nothings, and wanted to talk with you. And there wasn't a moment that didn't go by, and she was calling you. He was calling, should I say, 3 and 4 times a day. Oh my goodness. They just couldn't get enough of dialogue with you. They have to hear your voice. And these are the things that I've heard said too as a woman. So I know that it is. So 9 times out of 10, you are being ignored, especially when he used to calling you every day, as I first stated. Sometimes 2 or 3 times a day, as I first stated, he appeared to be very attentive to you. He always shared with you that you would be the one for him, etc., etc., etc. How the game is played, and it's played well with words. And what they do is they bank on your vulnerability. Men, women do it too. So I am not excluding anybody. I think we all have been there, and I know I've been there, okay, before, especially when you text a guy and you that you really like, or you call him, and as I said at first, he really is responsive, and it doesn't take them long to respond to you and tell you, "Oh man, you better than sliced bread and all this kind of stuff." Oh, they build you up only to conquer you. Be careful. Be careful. Look at the signs. Ask, I'm talking about he sweet words, and he asks you out on dates, and you feel so amazing. And that's a good way to feel, because everybody wants that, folks. Everybody wants somebody to want them, especially if you're the marrying kind, you're the family kind, and you're not just for the okie doke of having a thrill over here and moving on to the next one. And you feel amazing. But in the interim, or should I say, over time, something happens. What happens? what happens? Did you fall in bed with them too quick? Is that what you did? Okay. Did you let your guard down? Did you say, if I would just, you know, yield to his vices and his demands? Did you say that, oh my goodness, if I don't, you know, yield to him, he's going to move on to the next lady, or she's going to move on to the next man? Because we have men that have morals too. Now don't get it twisted. It is what it is. So what do you do? He says sweet words to you and says, oh my goodness, I need to have you. I can't wait. I need to hold you. I need to feel you. I need to love you. Okay. But you don't even know me. Come on now. And don't even really know my name good. Don't know my likes. Don't know my dislikes. Don't ask any questions. You know, and half of them can't pay for a meal. Okay. All right, Miss DC. So, okay. I went there. Put a pen in there. Okay. So they work overtime because guess what? You are their conquest. They're on a mission. And that's why, and between the length of time that you know him, when you first start, it increases, like I said, the attention. But you wonder what went wrong. What happened? Well, the question you should be asking, did I let myself go too quickly? Uh-huh. And then to the point where you felt like he was in a relationship, he was feeling you, and men, she was feeling you. But like I said, I have to address it to men because that game is really played a lot with men. And I'm not trying to pick on the brothers, but it is what it is. I don't care what culture they're from, white, black, Spanish, Asian, green, yellow, whatever. It is. It's like if that's in your DNA. Okay, somebody can call me up, 951-228-9980. The line is open that you can call and ask me a question. Please call me and share your feelings on this matter. If you have another theory, then please, by all means, I'm open to listen, okay? Again, 951-228-9980. I'll keep the line open for you, and you don't have to be embarrassed. I don't even have to call your name. Just share your heart, and we'll talk about it, okay? So you found yourself, after you've given yourself to somebody so quickly, after they've manipulated you in the bed so quickly, so something start going wrong, folks, okay? You thought you were in a relationship. You thought he loved you. He talked all the good words. She talked all the good words. You found yourself, what? You get excited. Have you ever sat by your phone hoping somebody would call? I have, okay? I'm very transparent, y'all. I have sat by a phone and wondering if he was going to call. Uh-huh. I found myself keep checking my phone. Okay? All right? Watching the passing minutes go by. So into this individual. But when I found out, the individual was not into me. Right? And so guess what? I had to back up and reevaluate some things. And so every time your phone buzzes, women, you hope to see his name pop up. I mean, we got the cell phones now. Back in my day, we had I had the rotary phone. Okay, well, I'm not that old. But anyway, the cell phones were not as prevalent as they are today with media devices. So every time the phone rung, but we did have caller ID now, okay, I'm looking at the phone, maybe, oh, it's him, and it is not him. And then you cannot even contact him between these hours. Listen, hear the signs. You cannot contact him between these hours or her between these hours. And none the wiser. I was so ignorant to the fact that asked the question in my mind, is he married or does he have somebody else? Or am I just a side piece? These were not the questions that I asked folks. Okay. So he started ignoring after he got what he wanted. Come on. I'm just being honest here. Okay. So each passing minute, you feel more and more powerless. It's like, what is going on? And to the point where you start asking, is there something wrong with me? You see how the game in your own head goes? Do you start demoralizing yourself? You already felt bad, okay? And he's ignoring me. So there's something wrong with me, okay? Well, it's not anything wrong with you, but the wrong thing that you did is that you let your guard down and your standards down. You got to get higher standards about yourself. to have a valid relationship, because if a good, healthy relationship, because if you don't, you just going to be going from pillar to post. Okay. And each time you do that, you feel worse and worse and worse. Now you're just selling yourself real cheap. You know, there's one thing that me and Miss Victoria says on our station is that, you know what? Get yourself off the for sale rack, because anything could be on the for sale rack. And I said another feather, get out of the bargain bag, because in the bargain bag, something's been tried on and it's been marred. Okay. Or it has a spot on it. Okay. It's not as authentic, or it's not as pleasing as being new and being on the high price rack. Come on here. You've got to set your price in your worth a little bit higher, folks, than what you have. Women, we make the mistake. We make a mistake. We say by ignoring. We make a mistake by chasing the man. That's why he loses the picture. It loses pictures because of you as what a woman should be, because you have flipped the script, what I'm trying to say. So many women out there are chasing the men. And the man is the hunter. That's what God put in him. He is the hunter. Let him chase you, but don't be so easy to be caught. You say, well, Miss Cece, what are you talking about? I'm stirring up the pot here. I'm putting some ingredients in the pot. Come on here. Putting a little season, amen, and putting it in the pot. Don't be so easy. Let him have a little, be a little mysterious. Okay. Don't just put everything out on the table so he'll figure out, ooh, she's vulnerable. Ooh, she doesn't feel her worth. Ooh, she's going to be easy prey. Ooh, she's going to be an easy piece. Come on. But guess what? You're going to have to learn to love yourself. You're going to have to do it. Let me read what I wrote here. It says here, you need to be steady and be still. You got to know your words, your worth. You're worthy to be pursued until you get to the point. You don't always have to go to bed with a man because he shows you attention, or men because they show you attention. Like I said, there's men that have some great morals, but because women have let down their standards, they're really, as I heard one of my older mothers said, loosey-goosey, okay? And they're in all walks of life. They're in the church. They're in the job. They're around your house. They befriend your family. They're coming in with a purpose. And again, Miss Cece is not saying everybody's like that. But for the most part, listen, the hunt is on. It is like it's the thing to do. As I forestated, listen up. Mm-hmm. For you not to be ignored, don't allow yourself to lay with him, to keep him. That's not going to do it. Especially if there's no commitment. So for you to prevent yourself from being ignored, don't be just another side piece, another talk, that another, what should I say, report that he takes to his buddies. Oh, I know that's serious. Or you men be a report, because men get violated too. All right. But basically, like I said, I'm dealing with the women. Don't be a statistic or a report that he takes to the guys, because he's going to do it. Remember, the hunt is put in the man. He likes the challenge to pursue. But if you're easy prey, he'll hit it and quit it. Oh, yes, I said it. He'll hit it and quit it because you were too easy. And then he loses interest fast. It is true whether you like it or not. And women, I keep telling y'all, put yourself some clothes on. Okay, I'm talking like a mama now. Put your clothes on, because you're just showing your nastiness.
Oh boy. Okay.
You're just being nasty. Okay, stop doing that. Put your clothes on. You're demoralizing yourself. After he quit it, the men, they'll say, we saw what you was working with. Okay? All right? The whole world saw what you was working with. And before you know, they put you in the dog pile. She was just another biatch.
Wow.
Ooh, did I say that?
Yep.
Yes, I did. All right. What would you do when a man says to you, I want to be in a relationship with a woman, but I like to have sex with men? I said, oh, that's a deep question.
Wow.
That's a deep question. What do you do when a man says to you, I want a relationship with a woman, but I like to have sex with a man?
Wow.
Look at my face. Should I open the door? The next part of that question. Should I open the door to have a relationship like that? Maybe I can change his mind. No, you can't. And my suggestion to you is run. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And why would you sell yourself short like that? To share, and evidently you're not going to satisfy him because he's having sex with men. He wants a relationship with a woman, but wants to have sex with a man. Wow. That is so demoralizing. That is terrible. You know what kind of health risk, too, that you're putting yourself out into? Come on. I know there's a shortage of men.
No, it's
but
not.
But don't let it get so bad that you would just settle for anything. What'd you say, William?
I said, no, it's not. Well, it may be statistically.
Wait a minute. William, wait. I heard you say, wow, I'm going to bring you in a hot minute. But I got to say this.
Do you hit on some hot stuff? I'm listening.
Yes.
Please continue.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. And because this is, William, I'm telling you, this is all over. I'm having women talk to me, and I'm telling you, this is not, and I'm, like I said, I'm not a connoisseur, but I'm going to deal with the real. I'm not going to have no man. Come on, I'm in a relationship with you, baby. We can pay our bills, and yeah, I'll have sex with you, and we'll keep my name going, but I'm going to go over here to Johnny and have sex with him because I like the flavor that I'm getting. Well, you get your happy tail on over there to Johnny and stay with Johnny. That is my take. Because women, you should be the kind that don't share. Now, we got some women that do the same thing now. I want a relationship with my man, but I like to sleep with Sister Jane. Okay? That's wretched. And let me tell you something. God don't like ugly, and that's real foul. Real foul. So if you think in that thought to condescend to that type of relationship that is not God ordained, and you're selling yourself cheap, period. What makes you, somebody asked me, what makes you confident, Miss CC? How did you become the person you are today? Babies, through trial and error. Trust me. Look at my face. Through trial and error. Everything grinning and talking don't mean they real. I had to learn the hard way. And then step back and just reevaluate. I had to reevaluate myself first. I had to say, is this what I wanted? Because when you're raised in a certain environment and that's what you see, then you feel like you have become that and that should be a part of you. No. In my years of studying and then evaluating people, I had to take a step back and says, no, this is not my lot. This is not what I'm supposed to be. And then too, because I know the Lord and he tells me something totally different too, and I grasp towards the truth. And then he tells me this, he goes, there's a scripture that says in the Bible, it says, I know the plan that I have for your life. I know the plan, and that not of evil. My plan is good and to prosper you. How am I going to be prospered with a man sleeping with, having a relationship with me that look good, okay, in public's eye, but sleeping with men? No, that's not what God, and that's not prospering me. That's emotionally sabotaging and destroying me. Many women are dying behind this type of foolishness. Not so much as with the diseases, because they're out there, but I'm talking about emotionally. It messes with you emotionally. You have to understand that, folks. And when I say that there is a shortage of men, I'm talking about good men, William. I'm just saying. Good men
okay.
that've got some good morals. Okay. And so
I'll take that.
What I'm saying, there are men out there, but you have some who are out there stubborn, don't want to redirect their thinking because it makes them feel like they're mighty men of valor, because they're fed this hogwash with their friends. Some, you have to change your association. You have to change your environment. When you walk away from it, you have to allow God to show you his distaste in your behavior, and you have to want to change. If you don't, you're going to keep wrecking yourself because you haven't checked yourself, period. Okay? So my thing is this, you got to get it together. It's, we talking real talk here, and it is not pleasing in God's eyes, period. Mm-hmm. You don't let no church pastor, because they rank, some of them is ranked too. That's my
good
wheelhouse.
Lord.
Listen, they right. sleeping with little girls and little boys talking about praise the Lord. Sit down somewhere, okay? You don't have no right to be up there leading nobody. I'll say that. Call me, 951-228-9980. I know you're not going to call because you know I'm right, but call me and try and call me. Pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. I'll call you. I'll call you.
William, stop. Stop. But I just wanted to share, and these are just a few questions for me to address to you. But women, I need you to know this. Your worth is far greater than what you have done. I'm going to read this poem again, and then William, I'm just going to ask you just to give input. Women, a woman's worth is her totality of who she is. We are more than our bodies. We are more than our age or beauty. Age and beauty is fleeting, okay? We are more than our sexual allure. A truly empowered woman knows how to love herself first, and then she can love another completely. Her heart has no limits. Her choices have no limits. But folks, make the right choice and do not allow the world to dictate what kind of value that they should put on you, because they are twisted, jackleg, bowleg, cross-eyed, not able to understand what it should be, because they are all jacked up, many of them. Mm-hmm. Not all, but many of them. So I appreciate you allowing me this opportunity to disclose. I've answered your questions as best of my ability. And if we need to go further, I do counseling as well. I counsel singles. I counsel married couples. And I deal with what's real. I don't play with it, because you're not going to sit up there and hide and make it her fault. And then it is his fault, and his fault, he making it your fault. It takes two to tango, folks, okay? We do have some one-sided marriages. Trust me. I've been there, done that, got a t-shirt. Okay? I'm just saying. It is real. Okay? It's no sense of somebody being loving and the other one sitting there like a stone until you get into bed. Then they want you. Really? No. The marriage is not, and a partnership with your mate is not just about sex. You grow in love, folks. It just don't happen overnight. Because I got to deal with your little nasty attitudes when you change. Come on now. It is real. We are in fantasy land, because that's what the world is painting to us, is fantasy. Let's wake up. I told you I got the spiritual defibrillator. I hope I jolted some of y'all. Mm. And I hope it hurt. I wanted to, because we've been misguided. Folks, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk to you and to be your host today. We did it solo today, and we're so grateful for this time. William?
Oh, yes. I don't do this generally on air. Let me clear my throat. thank you for this opportunity, even though you didn't check in with my booking agent.
Here we go. You just can't say thank you, Miss Cece, for allowing me. A pleasure to be on your platform.
Yeah, that too.
I think humble pie is needed right about now.
Yeah, all of that. No, seriously though. I did listen to the entire broadcast. I had to go out to our external speakers, and I wanted to hear the clarity. I was doing a sound check, but I was listening to the entire broadcast. And if you look at the private chat,
I sent you a message that I was back some 30 some minutes ago. Yeah, and but that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
William,
okay.
Get your
but anyway, no, no. But let me say this. No, you covered a lot of stuff here that needs to be heard, and I have to agree with you. And I was jotting down some things while we were talking, so I'm going to speak mm-hmm. as quickly as I can. But mm-hmm. anyway, let's start with the men. Men. Mm-hmm. Teach your daughters how they should be treated.
Yep.
Man, I'm seriously. You men out there love your daughters, right? Okay? Treat your daughters. In other words, respect their mothers. Respect them. Show them right. respect. And you talk to them about what they, what is it they want to do in life. And make mm-hmm. sure that you do not just give in to the first cute right. boy or whether he's an athlete or this right. and that and the other. And something that you said was really, really right there on point. Men, as long as I've known about the difference between men and women is that men are, by in their DNA, they are hunters.
Yes.
Okay? And a hunter... if you go out there and you've got your gun and shoot whatever it is and bam, you did it first kill. I mean, after a while, that gets boring. But right. when you have to chase it down, is that thrill, is that, and also it learns in relationships. Let me just kind of migrate back there. In relationships, the more a man has to or pursue a woman, her value increases.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also, men, you learn more about that woman than all what's inside of her. Because for a long-term relationship, then there has to be some substance, okay? Not only in the bedroom, but if we go out, how does he make mm-hmm. you feel? How does he treat you? How does he carry himself? Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if in the bedroom you feel great, but then outside of your bedroom you say, damn, I can't stand him. Otherwise.
Yep.
Or her. Yep. And men on the mm-hmm. other side, you know, and you asked a question earlier in the broadcast about if he's not interested in me, and I'm paraphrasing, why mm-hmm. does he want to be with me or have sex with me? Well, that might be the best thing. I mean, that might be the only thing that you got that he likes in, because guess what? I guarantee you he's pursuing somebody else that's been holding back and.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
That's the going thing. So, that's what they do. Okay.
You meet somebody in the club and you go home that night and you guys have sex and you think you're going to have a relationship. You know nothing about him. Then you find right. out that he's abusive or right. she's abusive or whatever it is because it's a two-way
right.
street.
Right.
There is so much, and I don't know why I'm getting that feedback here.
You are. Let me. I'm turning it down. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Wow. Do you just say? I mean, there's so much in there, and men and women. It's the same thing. It's a two-way street.
It is
because, man, if you hold back a little bit, you know, hey, guess what? So, okay, women, hold it. What's with this dude here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have another set that just wants to go. They just need to feel that they want a man. It's the raging hormones. They got to be with. And it doesn't matter if he's abusive. It doesn't matter whatever it is, as long as they're with somebody. So go on, please.
Okay. A lot of it's just fleshly. It's nothing, because the flesh is hot. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I deal with, is because your flesh is hot. You want to get a gratification right now. Mm-hmm. But even in dating, you have to learn some self-control, some self-discipline. Okay. And then when you do that, then guess what? He's going to respect you because you're helping him. And she's going to respect him because he's helping her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so that lets me know the value of an individual. Say, no, baby, we'll wait. I've been there, done that. I want to make sure this is solid with us, because mm-hmm. I'm looking for something. I asked somebody, I said, why have you not gotten married again? I won't tell the individual I spoke with, because he said he hasn't found the right one.
Mm-hmm.
That means he's hunting and he's looking, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And so women can be a disappointment to men if they're too easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that's the whole thing.
That's a
when
fact.
When you know that, baby, let yourself be mysterious. I'm not talking about showing all your goodies with lace dresses either. Okay. Because that's not mysterious to me.
Right.
Right. I saw something the other day. It almost mm-hmm. made me gag.
Oh boy.
It was a man. Well, you know how that goes.
No boy.
And I know Facebook be trying to censor stuff, but this thing, and I'll say it just like that. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Call me up. Y'all know the number. 951-228-9980. Call a girl. Okay. Cause this thing was in a white lacy, black as the ace of spades. I'm just being real now.
Mm.
Had just a front on his goody goods in the front, just a little mm-hmm. ad thing mm-hmm. in the front.
A cup.
And opening up his legs and dancing like this. I said, this is nasty.
Mm.
Nasty. How are you going to let the devil exploit you like that? But see what they think in their minds. They
mm-hmm.
think
money, good. Money, money, money. They're trying to get exposure.
That part.
Attention.
That part. And what happens is the mirror has sold
here.
Them a lie.
You,
that's what it's done.
Oh boy, you are so okay. right. Can I just say something real quick? We got a few minutes
yes.
left to go on the show.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's something you, I mean, what you just said, that was impactful, because I was thinking about what makes things work. And I've been thinking about how can we attract more listeners? What do people want? And I thought about this. Attention. And so somehow I'm going to sort of take that. Okay. I'll tell you off air. Exactly. But people are looking for attention.
Yes. They are.
And that's why you said fine. That's why Facebook is so successful. People get on and they'll post anything, right? And they don't yeah. realize that when they post, somebody else is making money off of that. Whatever it is. Because it's the numbers.
Indeed.
It's the numbers.
It is.
And guess what? I might have 5,000, 10,000, whatever it is. You might have 15,000 or who, and Ann might have so many thousand, whatever it is. But
right.
Facebook got billions. So.
Oh, they making money off us. Let me tell you something. Then they trying to control what
the that's exactly right. And
okay,
they trying to have it both
I
ways.
Have a real issue with that.
They exploiting everybody and they have an idea. Hey, we play something they don't like. Oh, it's a whole different story. I'm not going to hold up your time here.
Right.
Wow, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I thoroughly enjoyed your broadcast. And one thing that you said, the red flags. And there are red flags out there. And guess what? We've all seen them. And guess what? Mm-hmm. We only recognize them after the fact, because the flesh got involved. And like you said, the bodies were hot. The hormones were raging
and
this type of thing. And that has, folks, that our body made of chemicals, and that that sexual chemical is powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Fact, Dr. Sims. Thank you so much. No, on a serious note, thank you so much for allowing me to join your broadcast today, because I thought it was intriguing. It's something that needed to be said. We're on Facebook and Twitter right now. And also throughout this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. And you can find us. And if you want to hear the show again, hey, just check in about 24 hours. Just go to studiowbuzz.com and go to the front page right under the on-air tab. Just click that and you'll see archive shows. And so you can hear this broadcast again or just share it with a friend. Dr. Sims, anything you want to say in closing, dear?
I just wanted to say to those who are listening and who will be listening later on this, because I am sharing, this is an issue that has to be addressed with all of us. When you increase your value, guess what? The world has to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I
need to leave that. And then everybody else around you will respect you. Don't want a friend so bad that you lessen your character to come down to their level. Okay. Bring them up to where you are.
Yes.
And so my thing is this, William, thank you. Folks, this is
Missy's
Kitchen. We stir up some stuff in here. I've got some I got some Cajun flavor out here. I got some smoke out here.
Okay.
I got some
okay.
some flour. make some gravy. Come on now. We're going to cut up some onion. You may not like it, but it may sting your eyes, but it'll make you wake up and bring your tears out. I'm good with it, okay?
And you know what I'm thinking, don't you? I'm not going to, okay, all right.
But I'm just saying to Media Land, I know this is the end of it.
That's right.
I do want you to understand, we're coming to you from the heart, and somebody has to tell the truth. Somebody has to tell you what it is. And I'm so glad that God chose me, because I have no fear with none of y'all. Okay, take that to the bank. 951-228-9980. From 9 to 5, the phone line is open. All right. Thank you for listening to us.
That's the whistleblower. Hey, folks, I thoroughly enjoyed this. Hey, thank you, Ms. CC, for this. But keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz. And like I said, again, if you want to hear Ms. CC's Kitchen again, if you miss it or you want to share it with somebody, especially a friend, just go to studiowbuzz.com. Don't forget the W, and it's Buzz, B-U-Z-Z. Okay? Available on Alexa, or you can download one of two or both of our free apps on Apple, that's studio.w. Android is simply Studio W. But keep it locked right here, because guess what, Miss CC? Oh, I'm going to be on jamming here in just a few short seconds. Okay? This is when I change my personality, is WB.
That's right. And you have many. Oh, you have many.
I do.
And we know how to deal with them all.
Please. Well, we'll talk about this during my therapy session. How about that? Oh. That Ann accuses me of.
You always want. No, I'm a charge you. No.
Okay, send me the bill. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I already know it's not.
Hey, woman, hold it. Be optimistic.
Okay. I'm optimistic.
Okay. The check. The mail has been delayed, but it's there. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We'll talk later. All right. But stay tuned for WB Blockbuster 1000 Platinum Party. That's right. The Platinum Party Mix. That's right. That's the whole title. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we'll see you then. We're going to go out to say we came in. Hey, I thoroughly enjoyed this, Ms. Cece. And Ms. Victoria, I hope she's back next week.
She will be.
Okay, great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just have a good time, just like we are. Right here on The Buzz, studiowbuzz.com, your global radio network. Hey, see you soon. Don't forget to go to that website or those apps. Bye.